Importance of review of systems in medical legal history. For a medical legal physician, understanding the review of systems, ROS, is an essential part of patient evaluation. ROS is defined as an inventory of body systems obtained through a series of questions seeking to identify signs and/or symptoms that the patient may be experiencing or has experienced. This information can serve as a proxy measure for psychosocial concerns or somatization, making it crucial in providing comprehensive care. During the ROS process, physicians often begin by asking open-ended questions such as, "Do you have any other problems we haven't discussed?" This allows patients to share additional symptoms they might not have considered relevant, helping us identify a more complete picture of their health status. The CMS, Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, defines the ROS as a critical element in E/M documentation requirements. The ROS typically covers various body systems: general health, skin, head and neck, respiratory, cardiovascular, genitourinary, gastrointestinal, neurological, psychiatric, musculoskeletal, allergic/immunologic, and hematologic/lymphatic. For each system, we explore a range of symptoms that may indicate underlying health issues or concerns. General health: this includes weight loss or gain, fever, chills, fatigue, and sleep patterns. These can provide insights into the patient's overall well-being and potential chronic conditions. Skin: symptoms like rashes, itching, lumps, dryness, color changes, and hair or nail changes may point to skin disorders or systemic illnesses affecting the skin. Head: headaches, head injury, dizziness, lightheadedness, and vision changes can indicate neurological issues or other health problems. Eyes: symptoms like vision changes, pain, redness, discharge, glaucoma, or cataract history may signal ocular conditions or systemic diseases affecting the eyes. Ears: hearing loss, tinnitus, pain, discharge, vertigo, and epistaxis, nosebleeds, can suggest ear-related issues or underlying health problems. Nose and sinuses: congestion, discharge, itching, epistaxis, nosebleeds, sinus pain, and vertigo may point to respiratory or sinus conditions. Mouth and throat: toothache, sore throat, hoarseness, ulcers, dysphagia, difficulty swallowing, and lymph node enlargement can indicate dental issues, infectious processes, or other health concerns affecting the mouth and throat. Neck: pain, stiffness, swelling, and lymph node enlargement in this area may suggest musculoskeletal disorders or systemic illnesses. Respiratory system: symptoms like cough, sputum, hemoptysis, coughing up blood, dyspnea, wheezing, and chest pain can indicate respiratory conditions or other health issues affecting the lungs and airways. Cardiovascular system: chest pain or discomfort, palpitations, dyspnea on exertion, orthopnea, difficulty breathing when lying flat, edema, claudication, leg pain with exercise, and other symptoms may suggest cardiac issues or vascular problems. Gastrointestinal: symptoms like appetite changes, dyspepsia, nausea or vomiting, diarrhea or constipation, abdominal pain, jaundice, hepatitis history, and menstrual or sexual function issues may indicate gastrointestinal disorders or other health concerns affecting the digestive system. Genitourinary system: frequency of urination, urgency, nocturia, frequent urination at night, dysuria, painful urination, hematuria, blood in urine, incontinence, and other symptoms may point to genitourinary issues or systemic diseases affecting the urinary or reproductive systems. Musculoskeletal: symptoms like muscle or joint pain, stiffness, swelling, deformity, limitation of movement, and other symptoms can suggest musculoskeletal disorders or systemic conditions affecting the bones, muscles, and joints. Neurological: symptoms like seizures, weakness, numbness or tingling, tremors, gait disturbances, and other signs may indicate neurological issues or other health concerns affecting the nervous system. Psychiatric: mood changes, anxiety, depression, suicidal thoughts, hallucinations, and other symptoms can point to mental health conditions that require attention. Endocrine: symptoms like heat or cold intolerance, sweating, polyuria, excessive urination, polydipsia, excessive thirst, thyroid issues, and other signs may suggest endocrine disorders or systemic diseases affecting hormone regulation. Hematologic/lymphatic: symptoms like anemia symptoms, bleeding or clotting disorders, enlarged lymph nodes, and other signs may indicate blood or lymphatic system issues. By thoroughly examining the ROS, we can identify potential health concerns, monitor disease progression, and provide more effective patient care.